And he hits a drive. He hits a slammer.
Graybar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs.
Milliken's win! Milliken's win!
Once again, from the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, Tom Ackerman.
Joe Pott in for Tom Ackerman this Sunday morning, back in the Stifel Sports Studio here for Sports on a Sunday Morning. Glad you are up and out and with us. Hopefully you're up and out and with us. But we are going to talk some St. Louis City 2 soccer because they are in the playoffs this afternoon, and we are happy to be joined by Edmund Elzey, the Vice President of Ticket Sales for St. Louis City. And exciting that St. Louis City 2 is again making a run through the playoffs.
Yeah, thank you for having me. Yes, it's really exciting. The team has been phenomenal this year, finishing second in the conference. And the crowds have seen it. They've grown by 50%. The games are a fun time. Different vibe than a city game. Much more family-friendly, family-oriented, directed at kids. And I think it's been good for everybody. And the team has flourished with the big crowds and having a lot of fun.
I think that obviously the point you make there, and I've been to St. Louis City 2 games and enjoyed what that atmosphere is like. And it's first of all, it's a great opportunity for folks that maybe for whatever reason they haven't had a chance to get to an MLS game to see City SC. But this is a great chance to check out City Park and see what kind of gem is located there in downtown West, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, if you live in St. Louis, you may not know this unless you're like me, been to a lot of other MLS parks, but we have the best stadium in the country. There's no doubt about that to me. And this gives you the chance to access the stadium for a relatively inexpensive price. Tickets are $13. And it's easier to take your kids. Like, it's not fully packed like a city game, and it's a lot of things going on. You can relax a little bit more. You can spread out a little bit more. So it's cool. It makes it a little bit more accessible for different people.
Yeah, and I think obviously that's the key, right? For mom and dad who are looking for something fun to do with the family, something to, you know, a good way to get out of the house. The weather, you could not ask for a better afternoon today. Mm-hmm. It's a 4 o'clock yep. kick. That just a great way to go out and do that. Let's go right here. What's the best way for folks to get tickets for this afternoon's game against the town?
Well, you can go directly to our website and click on tickets there. You can go directly to SeatGeek and find tickets there to search City 2. There's, if you follow us on social, City 2 actually has their own X page. They have their own social media, Instagram. We link ways to buy tickets on those pages as well. So any of those ways work. $13, it's pretty easy to do.
I think there tends to be a draw as well with, like, whether it's minor league baseball or whether it's MLS Next Pro, and the opportunity maybe to see some rising stars. And it's certainly you're not guaranteed that you're going to see these guys someday in the MLS, but there's a good chance you're going to see some of them in the MLS. And to get a chance to see some of these players on the rise, I think there's a certain draw to that as well.
Yeah, and that's the beauty of City 2, is that it's a little different in minor league baseball, in my opinion, because there's a lot of first-team guys who maybe they didn't get enough minutes before. They'll go down and play City 2 for that weekend or whatever, so that way they can get conditioning. So there's been a number of teams, like Jose Kadima, a number of players, that have had a chance to play for City 2. And so you're seeing first-team guys there. But then you also see the up-and-comers like Mekhi Joyner and Caden Glover and guys who are going to be part of our future. They're also a part of the team. So you get to see both of them pretty frequently. It's in baseball, which you get to see a lot of up-and-comers, but you don't get as many people from the first team or the top team that are going to play down as you would with something like this.
Yeah, that's a great point. Edmund Elzey, the Vice President of Ticket Sales with St. Louis City, with us again. 4 o'clock today, they're in the playoffs. St. Louis City 2 is in the playoffs. They'll take on the Town FC, which is San Jose's MLS Next Pro affiliate. Let me ask you this too, because coming up here in November, you've got the national team back at City Park. It's the Nations League quarterfinals. It's actually the opportunity to see Mauricio Pochettino's American debut with the U.S. team. So his debut on American soil at City Park. Can folks still get tickets for that?
Yes, they can. We played Jamaica that day, and like you said, it's part of a bigger tournament. And they can go, and this is a little different, but you go on Ticketmaster for those tickets. So you just search the USA national team, City Park, and you can get tickets to that match for that day.
And that, again, I think speaks to what you said earlier of what we have here in St. Louis and City Park in such a phenomenal facility. Obviously, the national team is not bringing its team and certainly not bringing its brand-new head coach to a park that they don't believe that should be showcased, and as City Park will be showcased.
For sure. I mean, they're not dumb. They know what the fan base is. We have the best soccer fans in the country. So they know if they want to have good support and, good foundation of a base of people who are going to come out. St. Louis is a really good option for them. And so it's no surprise they've been here, three times already. And we have women's national team. And I think this is going to be a frequent thing as we, as we continue forward.
And I should mention, too, there's been college soccer there. There's going to be college soccer. The Women's Big Ten Tournament is coming to City Park. Of course, St. Louis University and SIUE have played there the last 2 years. All again, things that hopefully folks realize about what they've got in City Park.
For sure. The stadium is for the community. This is all in the ownership's vision, was to make sure that we had events that can help the community and bringing in, obviously, MLS here was important, but also these ancillary events like the Bronze Boot, like the Big Ten Tournament, like USA National Men's and Women's are also equally as key as far as keeping City Park busy and keeping things going around that part of the city.
Edmund Elzey, thank you so much for taking some time. Again, St. Louis City in the playoffs this afternoon in the Western Conference quarters against the Town FC. That's a 4:00 start, but I appreciate you taking some time to chat with us today.
No, thanks for having me. I appreciate you guys promoting us and talking about us. And so thank you so much.
You got it. You can go on to the City 2 website. You can go on to SeatGeek to get tickets for that one. We'll talk with Scott Jagow, Camo X newsman extraordinaire, coming up on the other side of the break as Sports on a Sunday Morning continues. I'm Joe Pott in for Tom Ackerman, coming right back.